All right, this is the part of the show where we always kind of give you a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there's nothing wrong with celebrating a milestone birthday, right?
Bunch of
friends. But if you can manage to make it through the day without celebrating your 21st birthday party at the bar you've been illegally drinking at for 3 years, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that's going to tip the hat. A little bit, like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, we'll call her Tracy. This TikToker named Davey, he told the story about this place in Cleveland, Ohio, where she frequented it before her 21st birthday.
Her name was, let's say, Tracy. Now, when I get hired at this bar, Tracy's already been going there for a while. She's such a barfly around these parts that when I'm getting a tour of the place, the GM notices her and says, hey, that's Tracy. You'll see a lot of her.
Oh, wow.
Okay, just wait.
So it's about a year after me being hired. We're all working a busy Saturday night, and in comes Tracy with a bunch of other questionably aged young women.
Okay.
And they're celebrating a birthday. A 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Whose 21st birthday? I hear you all silently screaming through my phone.
Who's? We all know whose it is.
Yeah, it was Tracy's.
Yeah.
Tracy was
turning 21 and apparently had been drinking at all of these bars since she was about 18 years old.
Yeah, so she then actually got pretty much blacklisted from every bar there in that area.
That's going to ruin her fun a little bit.
Yeah. And so, Davey, with the moral of the story...
Don't celebrate your 21st birthday at the bar you've been drinking illegally at for 3 years.
There it is.
That's a really good note.
That is your setting the bar story.
Life with, yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. What I would like to know, you know, she was sneaking in, obviously. What is your best I snuck in story?
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Do you have one? I was not supposed to be here, but I snuck in, and this is the fun that happened afterwards. So let us know some of those stories. Already getting several from a local haunt. we'll have to pass along coming up here in just a minute. And then Trey, Dan, yep, we see you. Those stories and yours on the way next on 99.7 DJX. So we just heard a moral, courtesy of TikToker Davey.
Don't celebrate your 21st birthday at the bar you've been drinking illegally at for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's a really solid piece of advice.
I mean,
really solid.
Look, we've all done it, right? Come on now.
I did not.
Okay, sorry. 50% of this show will let you guess which one has done that sort of thing. Anyways... you know, so Tracy had been sneaking into the bar that she celebrated, wound up celebrating her 21st birthday party at. So I was like, hey, so what was your best I snuck in story? We start with Andy. He said, well, we used to sneak into Waverly Hills back in the late 90s, been chased out by security and police. We saw some pretty strange stuff while in there. Heard doors open behind us, footsteps in the hallway. No one was there.
Whoa.
My friend threw a rock down the hallway to make a loud noise to scare the girls with us. Someone threw it back at us.
Oh, Timmy.
Yeah.
Right?
Kelly and I have been there many, many times. So, yeah, I certainly believe that stuff. Trey said, my roommate and I were hitting golf balls at a train that stopped behind our apartment when we had the great idea to jump on it. Trey's going to tell us a I snuck on a train story.
Oh, no.
It started back up.
Oh, my gosh.
And we went down a couple miles.
Oh, boy.
Train entered the next yard, and we figured it would be bad to get caught, so we jumped off while the train was moving and hid from the yard employees. Then we grabbed the next train going back at the direction we were going.
Oh, my gosh. They were train jumping.
Yep, pretty tame, but we felt like outlaws at the time.
You kind of were.
Wow.
Wow. Dangerous, jumping from a moving train.
Yeah,
I'm sure it wasn't going that fast at the time.
Yeah, but still, that is, I've seen enough of those, like, videos on YouTube and TikTok of trains, and yeah, that can be crazy. I got a message from a listener, the UK U of L game. Put on a fake windbreaker jacket, put a string around my neck to look like a tucked-in ID card, walked right in like I was an usher.
Oh, get out. I work here. Thank you.
Yep, got a glance or two, but no one said a word. Watch the whole game from behind the goalpost.
Stop it. Wow.
These are some great ice snuck in stories.
Bold.
Yeah. What? Yeah, like,
well done.
It's fun because I was at a concert recently, and I didn't have enough like passes to get into this certain area, right? Uh-huh. So I was like, you know what? The best thing to do is you just act like you're supposed to be there.
Yes.
So you sandwich the people who don't have the correct passes in between the people who do. So you just kind of flash the passes.
Yep,
everybody
like,
rolls
good.
In.
The whole group's
I'm
good.
Like, just act like you're supposed to be here.
Yep.
That is 90% of it. You're, you know, look, I'm supposed to be here. I've got this pass.
I've got the correct credentials. Now, listen, I think my husband and some of his friends snuck down to get a much closer view of the Luke Bryan concert at the farm. We were way in the back just kind of hanging out. Now, that wasn't like assigned seating and everything, but there were certainly areas like for VIP that were like right by the stage.
Mm.
So he got like kind of right up there
in the VIP area.
Yeah, got a little bit of video and then got back.
Dan said, once my friend and I snuck into the Magic Kingdom.
Disney World?
He said, it was really easy. Then
it was easy to sneak into Disney World.
Well, he's explaining how he did it. Dan said there's a main ticket area with bushes carved into characters.
Oh my gosh.
Lining a sidewalk. If you walk to the right, there will be a service entrance for grounds crews and other staff.
Oh my gosh. That gate
wasn't locked, so we darted through an employee parking lot and avoided like one vehicle that looked like security. Once we were through, we hopped a little chain divider and walked onto a ride.
You were darting through an employee parking lot? Like that right there sounds to me like you're drawing attention if you're running.
Yeah, well.
Okay, it worked.
Jamie texted in and said, I decided to go to another high school one day and walked in, sat in the first room I found, and didn't get caught for about 30 minutes. She said, we just wanted to see if I could get away with it.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like, you know what? I go to Mail, but really, I think I just want to see what Seneca's all about.
The teacher didn't look at a new face and go, hey, who's joined our class?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
And what's your name, Jamie? Where are you supposed to be? Right.
Not here.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good. All right. Well, thanks for the stories on 99.7 DJX.